it on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Ornger on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
He's still not home. Wade Ornger with the Motorsport Report. Very good morning to you, Wade-O. How are you, mate?
Good, Matt. I'm at Knoxville, Iowa, at the world headquarters of Sprint Car Racing, the Knoxville Raceway, for the late model nationals. But I will tell you more about that shortly.
Yeah, terrific stuff, Andrea. Dovizioso is heading to the Yamaha MotoGP next year, is he?
I love it. Hey, Dovizioso is going to be riding for Yamaha in 2022. The old former Ducati rider is going to get on board with the boys from Yamaha and go really fast. I just like saying Andrea Dovizioso is the only reason I brought it up. I think it's a great opportunity for him. This is the business end of the season where MotoGP stuff gets worked out, Matt. So it's going to be exciting to see how Dovizioso goes with the Yamaha boys in 2022.
Great to see that Daniel Ricciardo finally had a win at the Monza Formula One.
How good was that? And not only that, it was a 1-2 for McLaren. Tremendous result for him and, of course, Lando Norris going 1-2. And at an iconic place, like if you're going to win, winning at Monza is pretty cool, isn't it? And you're just going to feel a huge sense of relief for Daniel that he's finally got the monkey off the back. And let's just hope that that's a step forward continually for the team for the rest of the season.
All right, Aston Martin have confirmed Vettel for 2022.
Lance Stroll and Sebastian Vettel, it was tipped that they were going to be remaining with the team in 2022, but this is the time where, you know, there's a lot of conjecture out there about what's going to be happening with Aston Martin and with all those teams right now, but they came out and confirmed that Sebastian Vettel will be, along with Lance Stroll, who's actually the son of the team owner, will be confirmed for 2022. So I think an exciting continued forward growth for Aston Martin.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Now, you mentioned Iowa. The Boone Super Nationals was epic, was it?
Oh, man, I can't even begin to explain that. They started every day at 2 p.m. and they finished at 2 a.m., basically every day for 7 days. 909 cars competed over the 7 days. It was truly an incredible experience. It's my first ever Boone Super Nationals. My buddy Chris Krug hooked me up with the opportunity to go there, and I will be going back to that event. It is unbelievably cool.
The late model nationals tonight at Knoxville Raceway.
Yeah, that's where I am right now, Matt, sitting here waiting for about 50 cars, I think. It's 3 nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's $50,000 to the winner on Saturday night. There's 50 grand US. That's about probably 75 grand or a little bit thereabouts. Some of the best drivers in the world are here, including the legendary already Kyle Larson. A lot of people are expecting him to be really strong here this weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday here at the Knoxville Raceway. Just want to send a big shout out to my beautiful boys, Liam, Riley, Connor and Darcy, and I can't wait to see you all at home sometime next month, Matt.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Great to catch up with you, Wade-O. Thank you as always, mate. Be safe over there in the US. Wade Ornger with the Motorsport Report. I will catch up with Wade-O again next Friday at Triple M.